and we'll kick it off. Hey, folks, thanks for listening in to the BAMP podcast. My name is Mike Lafferty, and I'm your usual host. And today I am with a talented fellow named John Reist. John, am I killing your last name? Is that how you say it?
No, it's actually Reist.
Reist, I'm sorry. John Reist.
That's okay.
And, John, you've got a ton of RPG projects on the web. Why don't you kind of, you know, tell the listeners what all you got going on right now?
Well, obviously, maybe not obviously for everybody. It's not following Pathfinder, but the biggest one is the D20 PFSRD, the Pathfinder SRD site. That one is quite a beast. It's gets 50 to 60,000 visits a day, has over probably close to 20,000 pages. It's a beast. It's got over 200 collaborators working on it. And in addition to that, there's a D20 Modern Pathfinder sort of blending SRD site I've been working on in the spare time. I'm in the process of setting up a Pathfinder Beginner Box SRD type of a site. In addition to, I think, the one that you're probably most interested in, the D20 Hero SRD, which is Mutants and Masterminds SRD site that I started working on. In addition to that, yeah, go ahead.
No, it's all you, man. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in addition to that, I'm working with a partner on a couple other projects. We've got a campaign setting for Pathfinder that we've been working on with the plan of releasing it as a free product, a free web-based product with advertising supported. And then several other, at least four or five other Pathfinder-based game books that we're interested in trying to put out, but we just can't seem to finish them up. We've got so many other things going on.
Yeah, I've had that problem myself a few times. Hey, but before we get on too far into our conversation, let's make sure we give our listeners all these URLs. Now, the d20herosrd.com, that's the... That's
the Mutants and Masterminds.
Yeah, it's Mutants and Masterminds, the SRD version. So all the anything non-OGL is stripped out, but you get the basic, you know, game engine and most of the rules. And
yeah, in reality, there's nothing actually stripped out so much as the two elements that had to be changed are the hero points and the power points. Those were just renamed to character points and victory points. The terms hero points and power points are not open game content from Green Ronin. So we had to call them something else.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a problem I ran into when I was publishing third-party stuff. I mean, some masterminds.
Yep.
You have to be real careful about using those terms. And the
yep.
Pathfinder RTD, RTD, the Pathfinder SRD is D20 PF, as in Pathfinder, SRD.com.
Yes, correct. And you can actually, there's another URL. It's just PathfinderSRD.com. That one goes to the same place. It's just that... the shorter one seems to be even the more commonly used one, even though the other one is probably a lot easier to remember.
Okay, cool. Now, you said there's a third one that's kind of the Pathfinder Modern SRD?
Yep, that one is D20 Modern PF. So it's D20 Modern, the word modern, and PF.com. And that's just, there's a company called Game Room Creations. They've created a sort of a Pathfinderized version of D20 Modern, the... D20 system that Wizards of the Coast released for the modern setting, and they updated it using the Pathfinder rules so that you've got all the combat maneuver rules and stuff in there, and that game is actually called the Modern Path, and so this is the site that has all the open game content, which is effectively everything. The Game Room Creations was very good about everything that they put in there as open game content. I mean, they kind of have to because obviously they're basing it on other open game content, but they're also really good about sending me their content for free and asking me to post it up there for them, because I think that they see the value in having their content out there so that others can see it and get a feel for it and get the idea of whether they want to purchase it or not.
Yeah, that's actually a really cool niche, and I've been talking to publishers for the last year or so saying, you know, no one's done modern for Pathfinder yet. And that's a real niche someone should jump on, given the popularity of that system, and everyone's... You know, I know like three or four different guys have been punting around with it, but I believe that's Game Room Creations kind of took the ball and actually made that happen. So kudos to them.
Yep, and they just came out with a new supplement, or a new modern magic supplement, which they sent me also, and they want me to get it up on there. But I've got so many other things going on. It's going to be at least a month probably before I can begin looking at that.
Now, how do you manage all these projects at once, especially with the Pathfinder SRD? You've got, you said, what, a dozen collaborators, and you get 50,000 hits a day, and Just imagine the,
you know, the
all of the interiors.
The Pathfinder SRD site has over 200 collaborators, actually, but the reality is that it only has, on average, anywhere from 10 to 20 that are actively doing things at any one time, but that's still quite a number.
Well, it's like running a small business, isn't it?
The good point is that my day job is extremely flexible in that I basically do this 8 hours plus, 10 hours plus a day for through other areas.
Oh, cool. Well, that's real handy.
So, definitely.
Okay, and had a company that book we were just talking about was called The Modern Path, Arcana in the Modern World from Game Room Creations. Looks like it just came out.
Yes.
I want to say on the 5th of January, and it's in the top 100 on RPG Now. And you can pick up the PDF for just about $5, $4.99. And they've also got hardcover and black and white options available. So something to take a look at. Because, that's D20 Modern was a wheelhouse where I did a lot of work. Oh, they're number 19 on RPG Now, so they're doing pretty well. They did a lot of games there when I first started publishing because I liked the D20 system, but I kind of liked, you know, doing modern stuff. And I was really,
right.
I'm really happy to see someone do something, with Pathfinder. So, well, that's a really cool thing. But hey, let's talk about the Mutants and Masterminds project. What kind of response have you gotten for that so far?
Well, it's obviously nowhere near the D20 PSSRD, the Pathfinder one, but it's growing. So far, it's probably 200 to 300 visits a day, which, based on from when I started D20 PSSRD, it's actually at the very beginning, it's actually getting a lot more traffic than D20 PSSRD did at the very beginning. But it seems like it's fairly level right now. I'm still trying to spread the word around the internet and trying to get people aware of it. And right now I've got a couple collaborators, but it doesn't have a lot of activity going on it right now. So I'm trying to drum up a lot more support and interest in it right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this might be a useful tool for third-party publishers. You've got the rule set here, you know, on the internet, you know, easily available, and under the new superpowered license. From Green Ronin, you're allowed to publish, you know, third-party material, you know, for Mutants and Masterminds without any kind of approval from Green Ronin, which makes it a lot easier than the previous license. So, you know,
Yep. Taken
together, that could be kind of a, you know, cool combination for publishers.
Definitely.
And right now, there's not a lot going on in the third-party publisher world for Mutants and Masterminds, so I think it's kind of an opportunity for some guys who want to get in there and kind of shake things up at the...
Yeah, and that's what one of the things I would like to try to encourage is because I think one of the things that makes Pathfinder such a vibrant and such an active community is that they've got so many third-party publishers, and that's one of the things I'd like to see happen hopefully with this is that, you know, with them now able to reference this site as freely as they could for the Pathfinder site, then, you know, maybe it'll help get some more of those third-party publishers, you know, throwing out some products.
Yeah, that would be great, because, I mean, like, under First Ed and Second Ed, Mutants and Masterminds had a very active third-party community, and it just kind of wilted the last 2 or 3 years. It would be nice to see that rejuvenated to some extent.
Right.
You know, but there are some guys doing great work. Zion Publishing has been putting out some really great stuff with some amazing art with their Warp Watch Guard series, but it would be nice to see some.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see some new blood go into that arena, too. So, well, excellent.
Definitely. One of the things I was going to mention about this also is that I recently got permission. I don't know if you've heard of the artist Storm Cook.
I have. Great guy.
Yeah, he gave me permission to post a whole ton of his art up on the D20 Hero SRD site. So I was looking all around the internet trying to find some really good, high-quality superhero-style art to put on the site so that it's not just a bunch of text and, you know, people can get tired of looking at a wall of text. And when I came upon his stuff, I said, well, this is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to see, you know. And then I sent him an email, and he said, sure, you know, just go ahead and throw anything up there and send him a link after it's up there. And if he has any issues with any of it, you know, he'll ask me and say, that, you know, certain art he has under license or whatever. But as it is, I've been trying to sprinkle in his art throughout the site wherever I could find it appropriate.
Yeah, I'm looking at your front page right now. It looks like you got a speedster he drew right next to the abilities tab.
Exactly.
So, all right, cool. Yeah, he's got a very long thread in the drawing table section of the Atomic Think Tank, the Mutants and Masterminds.
Yeah.
From where he's been.
And that's where I found him.
Yeah, he does some really, really great stuff. So, oh, cool. That's nice that he's helping you out like that. Sweet.
Yep.
Okay. So, let's see. Looking over this, I was scanning this over the last couple of days, and honestly, I know you've got a caveat up top saying that you're still under construction, but unless I'm missing something, John, it looks pretty complete to me.
Well, here's the thing is that mechanically, everything is there. But I sort of look at it as just like with D20 PFSRD, it's a continually growing and a continually improving process and project in that when I first got this to a point where it was quasi-complete, I didn't have the pages broken down. Like if you see the gadgets and gear section and the power section, I didn't have those broken out into sub-pages and organized as I do now. And I also didn't have the menus on some of the pages that I do now. So as time goes by, the usability of it is going to be improving substantially just as I get more time to spend on it. And as it is right now, there's a lot of keywords that you might see that are bolded, but they're not hyperlinked. And that's just sort of a place marker for myself. I'm in the process of getting this all laid out. I've got some scripts that I run to do the automatic linking, but I've got to get pages into their somewhat finalized locations and everything before I can put them through a script to do all the linking.
Okay, cool. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the folks at Green Ronin about this yet?
I haven't, actually. I was a little bit afraid at first. When I first started setting this up, I got some comments from some people on some message boards that said that Steve Penson and or the other high roller guys at Green Ronin were not necessarily fond of the idea of an SRD site. And they pointed me to a couple different message board posts that they had made, actually, saying exactly that. And so it kind of concerned me a little bit. But then I saw the time stamp or the date stamp on the posts, and they were like from 2006 and 2005. And this is substantially before Pathfinder came out and demonstrated that you can put your stuff out there for free extremely successfully and have your fan base adopt it very, very openly and very happily, as well as have it not seem to impact in a negative way your sales. So I haven't seen anything since those posts, and I haven't seen anything directly in response to the site from anyone at Green Ronin. I've gotten message board posts from other, you know, just general users that were quite fond of it, but no, nothing from anybody that I can think of from Green Ronin, which I was kind of really hoping to see something, and maybe they still might say something at some point, and I'm hoping that they're not opposed to it.
Well, this guy's been pretty busy. I know John Lighthizer's been pretty sick the last couple of weeks, so, and this is the holidays and whatnot, but, yeah, it's
right.
If anything, I guess Pathfinder really proves, I mean, hell, Pathfinder has, you know, been outselling, depending on who you talk to, outselling Dungeons & Dragons. And
yep.
If anything, the announcement of, I guess we're not calling it 5th Ed, we're calling it the next edition or the next iteration of D.
Exactly, the next iteration.
that kind of implies that, you know, Pathfinder kind of had the winning strategy in this round of the fight, and, you know, I think the public SRD was probably at least a part of that.
Hopefully, yeah. I hope that it's a positive part of the whole success of Pathfinder.
Yeah, well, it definitely seems to have been. So, okay, cool. Now, you said you've got some other settings and stuff you're working on. Can you tell us about those?
A friend of mine and I are working on a Pathfinder setting. It's called Cavernia, C-A-V-E-R-N-I-A. It's a completely underground, sort of a post-apocalyptic, it's a fantasy setting, but it's as if the entire surface world basically shifted upside down and 1,000 years ago or so moved underground into the deepest caverns of the world. And so now, whereas in a classical fantasy kind of a setting, when you go underground, bad things happen, and the deeper you go, the worse things get. This is kind of the opposite, where the surface is in ruins, and there are forgotten ruins as the closer you get to the surface. And if you spend too much time out on the surface of the planet, you'll have lots of problems. And we've got a website set up for this, and we're working through all the details of it. But we're not quite happy or confident about the quality of it yet at this point spreading the word around about it too much just yet. We've got a lot more details to go on it.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about the barking. That was my dog, and caverns really bother her. You know, tight spaces make her nervous, so apologies.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Are you considering doing any kind of settings for the Mutants and Mastermind stuff, or will I focus on Pathfinder for the time being?
Well, Pathfinder seems to consume, 80 to 90% of my time, and this is one that I've been doing in the spare time when I could. If I can get more interest in this site, I mean, basically my attention goes to where the interest is. If I see more interest growing on this one, then I'll end up trying to, force my interest and force my time over to it. and divide myself up a little bit more properly. Like I said, right now with Pathfinder being the biggest thing, that's what gets the majority of my time. But I would definitely like to put a lot more time into this if there's sufficient interest out there for it.
Okay. If someone wanted to volunteer on the Mutants and Masterminds SRD project, how could they get a hold of you to do that?
Really easy. You can just send me an email, which is my first initial and last name, so it's jreyst@gmail.com.
Okay. And I take it you're probably actively, you know, and enthusiastically welcoming new volunteers to help out with the project?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, I would love to have as many people as possible help me out on this. And one of the things I would like to do with this is sort of do what I did with D20PS SRD and make it a central place for a lot of resources that are, you know, usable to other GMs and players. So if one of the things I was trying to get also is that have other people who have created custom things like vehicles or heroes or villains or headquarters or equipment, you know, we could post these up here and have this be a very big, you know, central point for people to find a lot of linked together Mutants and Masterminds content. And so if others have, even if they have that kind of content, if they don't have the time or if they don't think they have the ability to contribute actively to the site, if they have that sort of content and they'd like to see it up there, I'd love to see that too.
Okay. You know, just while we're thinking about it, before I forget, there's a site called writeups.org where there's these guys, it's sort of like the roll call thread on Atomic Think Tank. They've just been doing write-ups of, you know, mainly comic book characters. If you're Mutants and Masterminds, that might be someone to reach out to, see if you guys can, you know, join forces.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I did not know about them, and I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, they've been going on for a while. That they're a little under the radar. I'm trying to interview them in February with the podcast, but it sounds like you guys are,
okay,
you know, at least working along, you know, similar directions. So.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at their site now. It looks really nice.
Yeah, I think they do a couple other systems besides Mutants and Masterminds, but, yeah, it's definitely something, you know. Like I say, you guys seem to be thinking along parallel paths, so it might be worthwhile looking into. So, all right, cool. Well, hey,
sure.
We've covered your SRD sites. We talked about the things you're working on for Pathfinder. Let's see. So what do you do when you're not working on, you know, various role-playing projects, John?
I spend a lot of time at the gym or mountain biking.
Oh, cool.
I used to be a lot bigger than I am now, and I've adopted a much more active lifestyle, and I've gotten a lot more healthy because of it. And so I spend a lot of time riding my bike on the dirt trails out in the woods and, going to the gym and working out.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah. I'm trying to do the same thing myself. I've, lost 30 pounds last year. I'm trying to,
nice.
Yeah. You know, it's just getting off the sofa and getting to the gym more often and, you know.
Yeah. For me, the biggest thing was cutting out the Coke and the fast food.
It's a lot of calories right there.
Yep.
You don't realize how much you're drinking in soda.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, all right, well, cool. Where do you live? Is your mountain bike? You close to mountains? Or?
Well, no mountains. I wish I was, but I'm in Michigan, in the Detroit area. But we have lots of really good, decent parks around us, state parks and county parks that have really good rideable trails that are, they may not be effectively officially mountains, but there's some sizable hills that, you know, are challenging to ride.
Oh, cool, man, cool. My family used to live not too far from Detroit, actually, in Brighton.
Oh, okay, yeah. In fact, there's a nice park right in Brighton.
Yeah, I think I was there one Christmas, yeah. So back in the day, I live in Colorado, actually, not too far from Boulder, so I'm a hiker, not a biker, so mountain bikers are kind of
okay. The
bane of my existence, you know, in a happy, friendly way, but you're walking the dog and someone behind you yells, bike, and you jump off as quick
yep.
as you can.
Well, technically around here, the rule is that we're supposed to make way for you, but usually you guys are kind enough to sort of step aside and let us kind of cruise by, but yeah, the rules of the trail are supposed to be that you guys get the right of way.
Yeah, there's a... You know, it's one of those weird dynamics. People get a little political about it. There's some of the more popular hiking spots where, you know, it's people have gone out and got, you know, certain trails restricted to only hikers or only mountain bikers, and some of them are on days of
the
week. It's almost like a bad divorce situation in some places. You know,
yeah.
You get
I know that there's most of the trails around here are one or the other.
Yeah. I can understand that. My dog has almost killed many a biker, you know, that's why she chased him at the wrong moment and almost hurt the guy. But All right, cool, man. Well, hey, I think we've just about exhausted our subjects. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we call the podcast?
I don't think so. Just I'd love to hear from people if they've got stuff to add to the site, or if they want to help out with the site, or any kind of thing like along those lines. I'd love to have people helping out with it.
Okay, and just one more time for the listeners. That's www.d20herosrd.com. That's the Mutants and Masterminds, SRD. And if you want to get in touch with John, you know, if you're moved by the project and want to help out, John, what was your email address again?
Again, it's first initial and last name, so it's jreyst@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I get that email 24/7.
Okay, cool, cool. So at 3 in the morning, you're looking at the site, you want to start contributing, hit them up, folks.
Yep, I'll get it.
Right there. All right, well, hey, John, thanks for your time, and folks, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the Banff Podcast.